Here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, "In retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told the news doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in," he explained. "As usual, Kiki shouted out, 'Armageddon!' My cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas, and flame shot out the tube. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out a cannonball, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil. Burnham suffered first and second degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract." So that's what belching is all about.